USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tropical Storm Dorian is approaching Florida's coastline. Forecasters believe the storm could strengthen before it hits the coast over the weekend.
They're going to be looking at wind impacts from the strong tropical storm, strong enough to bring down trees and power lines. Heavy rainfall is also a very big concern on the southern and eastern part of Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands.
Dennis Felchin from the National Hurricane Center. Now, President Trump has declared a state of emergency for Puerto Rico. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine wants to enhance his plan to expand gun background checks. DeWine says that background checks are the only way good information can be put into state and federal databases.
There's no law in Ohio requiring the entry of warrants for violent crimes, nor for protection orders into this system. This makes absolutely no sense.
DeWine speaking at a press conference on Wednesday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Stacey Abrams is ruling out a run for Johnny Isaacson's U.S. Senate seat. Republican Isaacson announced he will leave office at the end of the year because of his advancing Parkinson's disease. Abrams ran for governor in Georgia in 2018. She lost that race, although she has yet to concede. More and more hotels are getting rid of something. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest to announce it's getting rid of tiny toiletries. As Marriott says, it will stop supplying small plastic bottles of shampoo, hair conditioner, and bath gel by December of next year. The bottles will be replaced by either larger ones or wall-mounted dispensers, as they're easier to recycle. The CEO says they've been wanting to make the move for years. Holiday Inn announced the same thing last month. Hyatt says it's going to be going through a similar process soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Civility, politics, and family can be a touchy subject at times, with people having many differing views on all three of the matters. Susan Koster recently wrote an op-ed where she talks about her experiences when it comes to having discussions over politics with family members.
We can go at it. We can't even agree on how to spell our name, right? So,
right.
I mean, you know, when you're driving up to the reunion, there are signs with two different spellings just so that no one gets confused about which way to go. But you know what? We do agree on our connection to each other, the level of civility. I think we assume goodness,
right?
Because that's if you can go into a discussion about that. But no, we don't always agree on the same politics. But you know what? We don't try to change each other's minds either.
Koster continues.
Well, I think for one thing, you got to embrace your characters, you know,
right.
Your family characters. I hear about people, they don't go to this reunion or that because they don't like Aunt Jane or Uncle Sue. Don't do that. You know, go there and embrace it. But also, I think, you know, connecting, civility. When you're elbow to elbow at the picnic table, there's no identity politics, really. You have to talk it
right.
out. You can't unfriend. You can't ghost.
And finally, according to predictions in the Farmer's Almanac this year, from east of the Rockies to the Appalachians, the coming winter season will provide a polar coaster of frosty temperatures. October and November are expected to be cool and wet, followed by a cold December and beyond. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, and welcome to a shortened version today of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. And I must explain why we are a little bit late today. One of the things that I'm very lucky to do and have been doing after 6 years of doing our program here in downtown Flemington is that I now have a production company called 52 in Blue. And with that, I have wonderful people working with me on some of our projects, namely one, which is the weekly radio show that you see streaming live on Facebook, and that is Modern Design. I also, if you guys follow me, I also have a television show on the Comcast channel in New Jersey, and that's called Designed for the Times. And I have some programs that I do because I'm on a book tour with Barnes & Noble. We also have them live out there on Comcast and then on YouTube. So with that, I do have with me today in studio Connor, Connor Lake, and he is part of 52 in Blue. He's in high school right now at Hunterdon Central in a very advanced program for television and radio production. And what we did today, what Connor and I did today, is we went to the, there's a wonderful, wonderful resource. If you folks are looking for antiques or interested in antiques, whether they're modern or whether they're really old-fashioned Victorian, there's something there for pretty much anybody, depending upon your taste. And that is with the couple who's been on the show before. That's Susie and Ken Nerger, and their company is called Ye Olde Antique and Curiosity Shop in Flemington, New Jersey, on Main Street, 137 and 139 Main Street. And what we did today is we met with them, and we photographed some wonderful things, and we did a couple of videos on what we're going to do after we leave here, studio. We're going to go down to Princeton, and we're going to shoot the show. So I do ask, one of the things that I am asking is, the Comcast is trying to grow my show out of New Jersey to go throughout the country, actually. So one of the ways of doing that is to click subscribe on my YouTube channel. And if you go to, if you follow me on social media, you'll see that I've made some requests to check out my YouTube channel. If you go to my name, Richard Christopher Scuderi, spelled S-C-U-D-E-R-I, if you go to my YouTube page and you click subscribe, number one, the subscription is free, and number two, nothing ever appears to clog your email. What that does is it lets advertisers and people know that people are interested in my show, and once they see I have 5,000 people that have subscribed, then they give me advertising dollars for the show, and they will increase my markets beyond just the state of New Jersey, which I am so far. So if you could be kind enough to go to Richard Christopher Scuderi on YouTube and just click to the right the button for subscribe, that would be great and helpful. In the meanwhile, Connor and I and some of the staff on the production company 52 in Blue are going to bring you terrific programming. All right, I'm going to take a couple of commercial messages to pay for our program, and then today we're going to talk a lot about antiques, and I want to get Connor's perspective. He told me today he's never been to an antique shop before, so I want to get his perspective on that. We'll take some messages, and we'll be right back after these commercial messages.
Hey, Pat. You know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. And let's take a look at today's weather, because what I see out the window and what I see on the screen are quite different, and I like what I see out the window better. The National Weather Service is telling me that currently it is 81 degrees with light rain. Well, I don't see, Connor, see any rain in the sky right now?
No, nothing in the sky yet. It seems to be very cloudy, but no rain is coming down yet.
Well, it does say this afternoon we're at a 30% chance of scattered showers today with a high of 80, which we've already exceeded. Tonight it's going to be scattered showers and then partly cloudy with a low of 59. On Thursday, it's going to be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 81 degrees. Thursday night, clear with a low of 57. On Friday, it'll also be a beautiful sunny day with a high of 85 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 62. I'm seeing a lot of sunny days, Connor. On Saturday, a beautiful sunny day with a high of 81 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 60. And on Sunday, it's a mixed bag with a, it'll be partly sunny, then chance of thunderstorms with a high of 79. So that's not so bad for a weekend forecast. We can work with that. Again, my name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Interior Designs in Ringgoes, New Jersey, in a Flemington area, in a 6,000 square foot space, which I share with Flemington Fan and Lighting. With wonderful accessories, things that are very reasonable and unusual, rugs, fabrics. I collect wonderful lines of fabrics that I can get for you relatively inexpensively, including the Sunbrella line of the indoor-outdoor fabrics, which are great indoors if you have children as well. So our topic today happens to be antiques. The Ye Olde Antique and Curiosity Shop is at 137 and 139 Main Street, two buildings right there, and they have a big warehouse full of wonderful things. Ken and Susie Nerger, quite interesting. They're a great couple, great-looking couple, very sweet, smart. They do estate sales around the tri-state area. They go up to Nyack. They go to a lot of different areas in the tri-state area, Connecticut, and then they bring things back to their shop, and beautiful things and very affordable. So, and they have a wealth of knowledge. So if you are watching me on this broadcast, they're manning their store now, but they're going to close early today and come down to Princeton to shoot the show. But you can, again, always watch our programs on YouTube. In fact, we're going to start putting the show here. Modern Design will start being on YouTube as well, and we're going to put some of the previous broadcasts on because I've been doing this for 6 years now. So we're going to be... you're going to be able to watch Modern Design at any time on YouTube, as well as Design for the Times on YouTube, which is a good thing. So, Connor, when I brought you to the... I really didn't give you much notice, did I, to bring you to shoot some stuff today at the antique shop. Our sound quality is a little tinny today. I'm not sure why. I'm trying to still work that out as we speak. Sorry about that. But having said that, I guess we're loud and clear, so at least they'll hear our broadcast. What did you think when you went into the... In all honesty, because you didn't have a familiarity with antiques, what did you expect and what did you think?
So I've never been to an antique store before, and walking into one, my first impression was it looked very disorderly to some extent. It was almost organized in such a manner that... you could see everything, and it was very obvious what they had, and it was very beautiful because you see all of these things that you thought, oh, those don't even exist anymore.
Right.
But it's arranged in such a manner that's almost disorderly organized.
Exactly, and that's exactly, it's sort of eclectic, unorganized, organized, but they do group some wonderful things. And if you're looking to collect certain things, you know, whether it be Depression glassware or wonderful dishes, or Stengel. Do you know what Stengel is, actually? I'm kind of curious. Now, do you live in Flemington? Because you go to school in Flemington.
I don't live in Flemington, though. I live in White House.
Okay, so but you live close to Flemington from this area.
Yes.
So most younger people don't know what Stengel is. And Stengel is a really good story. And when we walked around the store, when Ken held up that dish next to him, and then remember we saw the dishes that had the ducks on them? They were the more masculine ones, and they were supposed to be ashtrays. That was a company called Stengel, and Stengel started a very, very, very long time ago in Trenton, New Jersey, and they made this wonderful pottery that people wanted around the world and, you know, around the country. Really good-looking pottery, but I don't know why this happened. In the later years, Stengel moved to Flemington. Have you ever been into Liberty Village?
Once or twice, not many times.
In Liberty Village, there's a restaurant that's there now called... the Big Fish Grill, I think, the fish restaurant. And on the back, you'll see a kiln where it says Stengel Pottery. They used to make the pottery for many years until it was discontinued. I think in the late 70s or maybe 1980 was discontinued, the Stengel pottery, beautiful dishes, and people have sets of it that they love it, and they hand it down from generation to generation. But it went out of business, and Flemington was known for creating the Stengel pottery. So it has, and people love it in Europe. They love it everywhere. So it's kind of a very interesting thing, the Stengel pottery. And they had a good collection. You see, they had a lot of collections of that. And Stengel is really nice, but the one thing about Stengel is that it's pottery, so it can chip very easily. So people are always looking for replacements, and that's a good resource, Ye Olde Antique and Curiosity Shop in Flemington, New Jersey, to get some replacements for stuff like that. The other thing is that Stengel works well with Depression glass, beautiful Depression glass. Now, I think Ken held up, there was, to the right, there was a collection of pink Depression glass, but the most popular color of Depression glass, you know what color it is?
No.
Green. Green Depression glass. I'm going to show you some next time we shoot something. I'll show you what the green Depression glass is. But they have all the colors of colored Depression glasses there. They have beautiful blue and white willow ware, which we took a shot of, right? Beautiful blue and white china. And then a lot of things. Let's say you're a contemporary. You don't like any of that stuff. How cool was that vintage Coca-Cola sign, right? That tin Coca-Cola sign. Perhaps you have a loft, right? This beautiful big Coca-Cola sign in tin and red and white would look great in a contemporary setting, aloft. They also had some really neat vintage containers, which I absolutely love if you're doing contemporary. Some of those vintage cans, that the coffee cans, the oil cans, all that kind of stuff. It's kind of cool, and it adds some texture to any environment. All right, we're going to go to some commercial messages, and today's topic happens to be antiques. I did just open our phone lines if you'd like to call in about your thoughts of antiques. That would be wonderful. The phone lines are open. It is a local call, which is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi, and I own Maven Hill Interior Designs for the last 22 years now. I have a location right here in central New Jersey, or northern New Jersey, depending upon where you're coming from, at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey, right across the street from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station and next to Fred Bean's Toyota. I'm in the Hunterdon Commons Strip Mall, and I share my space. We have a 6,000 square foot space there with Flemington Fan and lighting. So whether you're looking for wonderful lighting or a lamp or something like that, or some maybe some wonderful accessories for your home, maybe a beautiful bowl or some great dishes or some wonderful pictures, local artwork, or perhaps you're looking to pick up some interesting fabrics or wallpaper or anything, please come visit us. We're open 6 days a week. That is Maven Hill Interior Designs at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770. I did want to mention again one of the things that I've been asked to do by Comcast, as if you do like our programs, if you do watch them streaming live on Facebook, if you could go to my YouTube page, and that is my name, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Christopher Scuderi on YouTube, and as soon as my shows come up, you click the subscription button. There is no cost or obligation with that. Nothing else will ever appear again in your email, but they're asking me, Comcast is asking me to get to 5,000 subscribers, and then once I do that, then my shows, both the show here in Flemington and the show in Princeton, down in Princeton, designed for the Times, will extend. They will grow beyond New Jersey, and we'll start seeing them in other markets because advertising dollars will come in that make it possible for Comcast to continue our programs. So I hope you'll be able to do that. We love doing the shows every week, and now I have the support of the local high school here. They have a very progressive television and radio program. And I'm working, mentoring with the students. So it's really rewarding to do this in a way that gets young people, as I was when I went to college for broadcasting in Montclair University. They're getting early experience, hands-on experience of producing radio and television shows. So I have with me in studio Connor Lake, and he's with 110 Central High School. I wanted to ask you, Connor, about the program, and you're going into your what year?
I'm going into my senior year.
So you're going into your senior year this year. So when I went to Montclair State, it's funny, I wanted to do interior design from day one because my dad was a general contractor and he built houses. So since I was 14 years old, I was always on the job site when he was framing new construction houses, and I would walk around for hours looking at the open rooms and thinking of the possibilities and how I could capture the light and move things around and make them functional and better. And that's what I wanted to do. And when I graduated high school, my parents enrolled me in college and said, "You're not going to school for that." So first, I went to Montclair University, and I got a degree in broadcasting and communications with that. Then I went to after I got my degree, my college degree, I went to design school at FIT, and I got the background in design. And so many years later in my life, I'm actually working in the field every week producing radio and television, but in design. So things certainly seem to come together. Now, I have a number of people that are in our new organization, 52 and Blue, and some of them have already done wonderful things. One of the former students of your high school, Jesse Chen, is now working at CBS in New York on CBS News, and he was with me for a number of years in college. After he left Hunterdon High School and did the broadcasting stuff, he went to Ithaca College in New York, and he got his degree. And he's now working at CBS in New York, which is nice. And I had another Connor. Connor Duffy was with me for the past 2 years, and he's getting his broadcasting degree from Ithaca College also. I also had students from Penn State and some other colleges, Keene College. So it's kind of nice to get a younger person's perspective of design. Now, here you are in high school. Do you think about design at all in any way?
The only thing I really think about design is mostly if things flow in a way, like okay. If you can go from one thing to another without any disruption. For a while, I actually didn't even think about design in any sense.
Right.
Like, I would just kind of throw things together. It was the same thing with, like, an outfit I would wear. I would
right.
just wear whatever I had. I didn't really care about what I wore.
But, like, your room, right? So, did you have any sort of input or impetus or interest in what your room was going to look like?
Blue was the only the only thing I really ever cared about.
It's ironic because you're head to toe in blue. I'm head to toe in blue. Blue is like, to me, blue is the best color on earth because no matter where you are or no matter what you look like, everybody looks better in blue, right? It is like, it's like oxygen. It's the universal color. If you have red hair and freckles, you look good in navy blue. If you have blonde hair, you look good in navy blue. If you're African American, you look good in navy blue. If you're Asian, you look good in navy. All shades of blue, French blue. Blue is sort of a universal good color. And, you know, and in terms of design right now, you know, it's been for the past, I would say, at least 5 to 7 years, everything was gray, 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 gray. But now you're really starting to see blue in. And, you know, I'm working on a couple of kitchens because what I do, Connor, is kitchens and baths mostly. And I've been working on a lot of them. In fact, there are customers texting me while we're doing the show. And people, they're trying to introduce in the cabinet companies, they're trying to introduce navy blue as a cabinet color. So when I went to a local store right here in Flemington, Aaron's, the plumbing store, the first, when you come in, the first vanity you see display is a navy blue vanity with gold handles. So they're really trying to change things, and blue is really coming in really big. I also work with 100 in tile, also in Flemington, and their main display when you come in the front is beautiful gray tile with a big blue cabinet. So blue is a trend color, and it's very popular. And you're going to see more and more lots of blue because I think it's universally a good color. But getting back to you and school, when did you decide that? So what grade do you have to be in so that you can start their television program?
You can start the television program, I believe, any year. It's more of a progressive thing, as in you take the class and you go through the class similar to any other elective.
Right.
And while you go through the class, it's basically you going through everything that you would think about going through in TV and radio.
Okay. What year of school did you start participating in the television and radio program?
I started my junior year, ironically. Okay. I took a radio class not really thinking much of it, and it ended up being one of my favorite classes.
So it's relatively recently you've been thinking about a career in radio and television?
Mm-hmm.
And you love it?
Yes, I love it.
So tell us what the station has, because it's kind of funny. This summer, they all went back to school now, so unfortunately you guys never really connected. But I had three wonderful girls that were interns for me all summer and worked on both the radio and the television show. And they went to training down in Princeton. I think we gave them some good experience. They produced a show. We shot on location at Flemington Fan and Lighting. So it was kind of fun to do that. But now they all went off to college. So now I have you before you fly away, right, to do that. I'm going to have some more of your students here this year working on the radio show and the television show. But when you go to college, where do you think you want to go to college now? Do you want to go to a communications and broadcasting school?
I was definitely thinking of majoring at the very least in a state school or something mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
I'm not quite sure about what college to go to yet.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a lot of senior year is figuring out your future and figuring out what you're going to do.
Sure. As I say, I chose, my parents said I could only go to a state school to begin with, but Montclair University has a really good, they have their own station, and they have a really good radio and television program, and I really got wonderful training from doing it. It wasn't easy. You're really, you know, you're producing programs and you're doing all that stuff, and they're hard on you. They're like, boom, 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 because everything is about timing in radio and television, being on your mark and ending on time. So it's kind of intense, but once I got over that, I really loved it, and it kind of never left me, and it's kind of nice that later in my life that came back and I can do that. So if you want to have some help with schools and suggestions, there are other good schools as well to do radio and broadcasting. That's kind of nice. It also nice to make sure that you minor, like I did, in communications. So if in the end you don't get a job right away in television or you have to intern too long, you can always work in sales or something related to in communications and something related to, and that's what I did. I did broadcasting and a minor in communication, so I could work in both, and that's how life kind of works. So you now at your school, at your high school, you have your own like radio program, but the radio program is just for the school?
Yes, the radio program is only for students of the school, and we have our own radio station. Even
now, does the program run over the PA system?
Yes, actually, our school is constantly running our radio station over everything we do, and before morning announcements, after morning announcements, and since it's a commercial-free country station, all that's playing is country music.
But nobody really can access it except the students in the school, is that correct?
You can still access it if you were driving around, but we don't broadcast very far because it is more of a... you know, liability that we just have this radio station.
Well, it's kind of funny. Do you have a transmitting tower at the school?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, so it doesn't go very far.
Yeah.
So what are the call letters of your high school station?
It's WCVH.
CVH. Because when the girls were with me this summer, they were saying something that said, like, it sounded like they were saying HGTV.
That's HCTV, I believe we have, is our TV program. We have our whole own thing for that where the students get to shoot and produce their own things for the morning announcements, and they take turns announcing in front of everybody.
That doesn't go beyond the school, though?
No, it doesn't.
Okay. But it's a great start, and then you can sort of slowly drift over into actually doing things that the general public sees. That's really a nice transition. But when the girls started, they're like, oh, yeah, we all produce things at HGTV, and then we broadcast this, and people were like, they've been on HGTV, because when they said it so fast, it sounded like Home and Garden Television and not, you know, HCTV. So that was kind of, it took me a couple of weeks to figure that out, actually. So if you were to say, okay, I'm going to go to college now and I'm going to get an off-campus apartment, which I did when I went to Montclair, do you think you'd have any antiques? Because today's topic is antiques. Would you have any cool antiques? I thought you lit up when you saw the more modern antiques, like the signs and stuff. What did you like?
I like the antiques a lot. It has a very good aesthetic that comes along with it.
Yeah.
Almost like 80s and 90s.
That, right.
I really like that aesthetic, even though I wasn't even alive then. I like it a lot.
Okay, rub it in.
And when I get to see stuff like that, it's almost like, wow. You know, especially in an antique store,
sure.
It's just full of stuff like that.
Right. But I think kind of cool. Like, would you say, like, you'd want a place to be more clean lines and contemporary?
Definitely.
Don't you think some of the tin signs, and not just the Coca-Cola signs, but some of the tin stuff was kind of cool?
It was definitely cool. It's very strange because it's almost like seeing the old beer cans that you would pull the tab off of.
Exactly.
You know, and it's just... times have changed so much that you don't even think about that anymore.
And it sort of makes a statement, and it's kind of comforting in a way. And they have a lot of that stuff. And I love I really love all the product containers. I think they're really cool. He had some really neat old oil cans, and he had, there were so many interesting and sort of beautiful product containers. And if you have a more masculine or just a more contemporary environment, sometimes it could be too stark. So that sort of Americana product containers kind of bring like a cool element to it without it being like old fashioned in the same way.
Certainly,
you know what I mean?
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, it's really sharp. Okay, we're going to go to our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back with more of our program. Our topic today happens to be antiques. And we are on for about 8 more minutes. So if you'd like to call into our program, the phone lines are open. It's 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And we are back with more of Modern Design in our last few minutes. And that, Connor, I played that for you today because that's the intro into our show, and that's the commercial that the other Connor and Jesse made for me. So I think we've had that for a couple of years now. So maybe one of the things that you and I will work on is making up a new one. We'll have some new theme music. I haven't theme music in a while, so we'll have some new theme music and maybe a new, because that runs throughout the day when the other programs run, advertising our program, we can work on that. You can't shake your head on the radio. The funny thing is the first week I had the interns this summer in June, I would ask the girls a question and everyone would just shake their head. I'm like, this is radio. You can't shake your head on radio. But I guess you kind of can because we stream on Facebook, but it's always good when you talk. So our topic today happens to be antiques, and I was nice enough that Connor could join me over at Ye Olde Antique and Curiosity Shop in Flemington at 137 and 139 Main Street and shoot some of their antiques and tell some of the stories. This is a great resource, folks, if you listen to this and you want to take a trip out. Now, of course, this is on the internet, so it goes all over the world, but if you are in the tri-state area, you should check them out for a couple of reasons. One is if you're looking to pick up some antiques at a good price, they will work with you. What's marked is not necessarily the price, and they're very easy to work with. The second thing is that many of you have maybe inherited things, or unfortunately, someone has passed away. I lost my uncle this week, so, and then things change, and sometimes there's an estate, things that won't work for you. They buy those things. The other thing is they actually do estate sales. So whether you're looking to downsize in your own home or perhaps losing a parent, God forbid, or somebody, and you have an estate to get rid of, they will come in and they go all over the tri-state area and they will come in and spend a weekend. They advertise and they sell your collectibles and antiques. And not everything has to be a true antique for them to sell them. So they're terrific. And again, they're located at 137 and 139 Main Street in Flemington. Look them up, Ye Olde Antique and Curiosity Shop. They are also on Facebook and have a Facebook page and a website as well. So we have about 4 minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about antiques. Again, our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, and talking about antiques. And I also have in studio Connor Lake, who's that's a great name. You know, that's like a good television radio name. I wish I had a name like that. But our topic today happens to be antiques, and Connor and I went down and shot in an antique shop. I'm curious, from a perspective of taking pictures of things when you're in an antique shop, did you find that challenging?
It's very strange because in an antique shop, there's so much.
Yeah.
It's almost hard to figure out what you want to take a picture of. It's almost like there's so much. What do we sift through? What do we not show? What do we show?
Uh-huh.
And it comes to a point where, you know, if the owner's like this more, let's do that rather than something else.
But when you're shooting a picture, which I think is an art, and we talked a little bit about. Now, I don't know where you – everybody has within, let's say, whatever field, if you get involved in radio and television, things that they prefer to do. Often, if you get hired, you do whatever they tell you to do. But the part of filming, whether it be taking still shots – for publicity or for a backdrop or actually taking video where we're actually shooting the show or maybe putting on a monitor when we're doing a show. Is that something that's appealing to you?
I like shooting pictures because it's a lot easier to keep your hand steady for a few seconds than it is to like almost hold still for almost a minute or something like that.
Right.
However, I do like everything. I mean, like you said, you do whatever your boss tells you to do.
Sure. I think for me, ironically, I hate having my picture taken, but that's part of the business that I'm in. But I love being a photographer. And I will tell you, I'm a very good photographer because I've learned through the years by being a designer what looks good, where the light is, has a sense of balance. And I thought how difficult it must have been for you today when you were shooting those videos and still shots for the television show, because when you are in a place where there's an environment of so many things around each other, it really takes a very good eye, and that will get better with you over time, although I think you did a great job today, of isolating the thing that you want to shoot, whether it be a person or whether you want to be a stack of dishes, right? And you don't want to get anything else in the shot, and making that work. That's its own, don't you know, that's its own skill?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's almost a sixth sense that you're able to isolate something and pick that out of the room rather than anything else.
And remember the last shot when we were taking the shots of Susie and she was showing all the costume jewelry? And remember she said, oh, she was only going to put white stuff on. She didn't want the teal necklace around her. When we actually took the picture, what necklace looked the best on her?
The teal one,
the
definitely.
Teal one, right?
It stood out more.
Right.
Just the color differences even, it punched out and it showed on the camera.
It becomes kind of design in itself if you're going to be the... And in your case, you're not just going to be the photographer on stuff. You're going to edit tape. You're going to create things. You're going to do a lot of different tasks. You'll do some writing. You'll do a lot of different things. But in that part of your job, which is the doing the camera, both the video camera and then the still camera, that sort of is in itself design, because you had to make a judgment call of how to balance things, how to get the color and the light right. And some people themselves, even to me to this day, themselves, they don't see themselves as they actually are. So it takes somebody to be the editor and to look at the big picture of something, like a big antique shop, and isolate what's attractive. Because something could be attractive in the room, but not attractive on film.
Definitely.
Do you get that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Because, of course, when you look at something, you think, oh, yeah, that looks nice. And
right.
You can pull out a camera and you take a picture of it, and it just looks
it disappears.
Different.
Exactly. Okay, well, that's the end of our show today. Thank you, Connor, for being with me. We're going to go down to Princeton now. Very excited to shoot the show. The Princeton TV, our program has grown so much that I now have a full-time crew, so we're going to start shooting on locations. And one of the things that I wanted to pass along, if you have a business related to design in the tri-state area and are interested in having it appear on Comcast, give me a call. I have a budget for some upcoming shows. We will go out beyond New Jersey, Connecticut, New York State, and so on. We're looking for interesting venues related to interior design. My phone number is 908-884-0770. 908-884-0770. Thank you for the past 6 years of all the support. We see it growing, which is terrific. And we'll see you next Wednesday for another new edition of Modern Design. Thank you all, and have a great day, and I hope it doesn't rain. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is delivering remarks at the 101st Annual American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis, Indiana. He spoke about how the Trump administration is always going to be supporting veterans.
This administration will always stand by our American flag. We will always stand for our national anthem. And just like the American Legion, we will always defend the freedom and sacrifice they represent.
Storm preparations are underway in parts of Florida ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Some folks, including Bo Farkas, are spending their day filling sandbags.
Our house, we have a lot of standing water right now near our garage. We just moved, so we have a lot of stuff in our garage, so we might be sacking it up there. Other than that, maybe the front door.
That audio courtesy of NBC News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Midwest Express will fly again. The airline announced on Wednesday it will begin service from Milwaukee by the end of the year. The company has signed an agreement with Elite Airways to operate the planes and provide flight crews and maintenance. The results of the latest cable news ratings remain unchanged. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look.
Fox remains the most watched basic cable network in total day and has been now for 38 consecutive months. It makes Fox the top cable news network in total viewers for the 212th consecutive month. The 2019 Democratic presidential primary debates in late July gave CNN a bit of an August ratings boost, but MSNBC continues to deliver larger total audiences than CNN across multiple day parts. And back to Fox, host Tucker Carlson has lost advertisers after recent controversial comments dismissing white supremacy, but the controversy has not significantly affected his ratings.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
As a trade war continues between the United States and China, no realistic end in sight. Some people are coming out in praise of the move to actually do something regarding China and their trade policies with the United States.
There's no question that the administration has done tremendous things to get the economy moving forward and to create jobs. All of the noise about a trade war is not helpful, has the potential to jeopardize all those other benefits.
A new study says some drivers think active safety technology is overbearing. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A new survey from J.D. Power shows that the alerts from new driver assist systems are so annoying that some motorists are turning them off. J.D. Power.